WDATX, Whiskey Delta 8, Delta X-ray Mobile, 14714. Good morning.
CIT, KFA WW Portable.
KFA WW, this is KFA CIT. I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. I ran off with the keys. Sorry.
You're in trouble.
Well, don't lock yourself out. Sorry. I'll see you in a couple hours. Are you on handheld?
Yeah, I'm on the handheld out by the lake.
I'll give you a holler from the other. Talk to you then. KFAWW Portable, clear.
KFAWW, standing by.
That ain't DMH Mobile.
KFAVIP, you copy KFAWW Portable?
Loud and clear.
Well, I hear you loud and clear. I'm standing here with Ryan on the ramp.
Great.
Yeah, this works good. Be interesting to see if it works from the house. Anyway, I got to wash the windshield on Tango Pop. It's got a lot of bugs.
I thought that last night.
Yeah, but Phil isn't here yet.
I'm gonna go kayaking.
Lucky you. Okay. Well, have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon. KFAWW.
Coming back right after Bill gets done flying.
That's permanent, and my paperwork caught up.
Okay, I'll see you soon, then.
KFAWW clear. See you later.
Hey,
VIP
clear.
ACADG, NACMH Mobile on the link system. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf, listening on the network.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. How are you today?
Hey, it seems like it's going to be a pleasant day. Where are you off to today?
Well, I was going to be at the shop, but I'm currently headed off to Alpena to go work on a radio.
Sounds like a day in the gravel pit. Oh well, that's okay.
If it is what I think it is, I won't be there for too long. So there you go. But, how are things up in your neck of the woods? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Hey, things are good. I was going to ask you a question about Traverse City 26. Is that linked into the Northern Michigan network always, or just sometimes, or when?
14726 is always linked. That is the new Traverse City link. I pulled it off of the UHF. The UHF is primarily digital now.
Okay. The only reason I question it was is sometimes I hear traffic on 26 but I don't hear it on the other Northern Michigan Network station, which is kind of interesting.
That's kind of strange. Well, if you're talking about the 1-9, I don't know why, but the 1-9 was dropping itself from the network by itself sometimes. But it would come back, or I'd have to bring it back. So that's probably what that was.
Oh, that's a possibility, because, yeah, sometimes I listen on 1-9, and sometimes I listen on Lake Leelanau. It just depends, because I get about the same signal strength from both of them.
You should make a split memory. Well, it depends. You should make a split memory where it transits on the 1-9 and listens on the Lake Leelanau, because whenever you go into the Petoskey machine, you sound really good. Like, you're almost full quieting on that machine.
Yeah, I'll think about that. And, well, if I'm dedicated over to the 1-9, actually I get both transmit and receive, and it works all the way into downtown North.
Yeah, I noticed that it works pretty good up in the Northport. I mean, there isn't a whole lot between it and Northport, though. It's just a lot of water and, I guess, some dirt. You were dropping out towards the end there. You were getting kind of weak.
Okay, well, I'm going to sign with you because I'm going to go out lawn mowing. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Thanks for the call, sir.
Of course. Enjoy mowing the lawn. I'm going to enjoy the rest of the drive here. Any DMH Mobile, somewhere in Otsego County.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you.
Beautiful Oscoda County.
Heard you in there, Toby. Good morning. And, Kim. Well, I bet Oscoda County is just wonderful down there right now. I'm supposed to be going over there tomorrow.
What do you get to do over here?
Oh, I work on a radio and a Fairview bus. So there you go. But, I'm on the 7-4. I was able to use the 7-4 all the way on Old State Road. I've never been able to do that before. This thing's cranking. I'm just now rolling on the M32.
Well, you sound good. That's for sure. What, I guess I'm curious, what is Fairview using for a repeater? Are they using a repeater, or are they just going simplex back to the school? Because the frequency that's listed, I've never heard a thing on it. Never.
I'm going to be honest, I don't even know. I have no idea if they're VHF, UHF, or whatever. So I got to basically bring whatever kit I would need to do, a repair on either band. And figure out when I get there.
So, they're licensed for UHF. It's 460, I want to say something, 461-600 or 466-100 or something like that. But I've never heard a peep on it. Never. Not once. Now, my old school uses 463-375, and Jim Young's frequency up on Mount Tom on the repeater. That's what they use, but Fairview, I've never heard a thing. I've never heard a peep out of their frequency, so I don't know if they're using simplex and that's why I can't hear them or what.
I'm wondering if they are using simplex then. I guess I'll find out when I get there because, you know, when you look on radio reference, oftentimes you'll see sometimes that there's a frequency there, but they don't have an uplink for the repeater, but it'll end up being a repeater. So it's really a toss-up.
Well, when I went and pulled the FCC license, the uplink shows that they've got, FCC says they got an uplink and a downlink, so I don't know. I didn't even know they had radios in their buses. Be honest, last I knew they were using cell phones there, but they, you know, times have changed. Maybe they did put radios in their buses. Maybe their repeaters at at the school there on their little 70-foot tower in the back.
I really don't know. I know that's what Sheboygan does. They've just got a... They use UHF, but they've got a repeater at the school. I don't know, like a 50 or 60-foot tower. It's surprising how well it does, but that's what they do. I don't know. Like I said, I'll figure it out. And I'm surprised you haven't heard anything because you're over there. Even if they had a repeater and it was, like, at the school, I feel like you'd still be able to hear something.
Oh, yeah, I would think so, too. I mean, I'm less than 8 miles from the school, so I would think I'd hear it. So, yeah, report back if you don't mind. I'm curious to see what they're using. So, I'm just getting to work. I didn't get back till about 1 o'clock this morning. We went racing last night, bump and run. At Ogama County Fair, and, well, I would have been in a feature if my car would have started back up. It was a little too warm, so. I'll catch you later, Drake, and at DMH and 9KOP Mobile, beautiful, Oscoda County, Mile.
Oh, that sounds exciting. All right, we'll catch you later. And at DMH Mobile, again, still somewhere almost to Montmorency County.
KC8VSU 14674.
There must be a band opening today. NATMH Mobile.
No, I've got the repeater in and I can hear it. Can you hear me better on here?
I heard you on the 2-6, and you sound about the same as you did on 2-6.
I'm surprised I even hidden it, the 7-4, but yeah, I'm just checking it out.
Yeah, it's hearing you pretty good. 2-6 was hearing you really good, too. It seems to have been doing better lately, but I wonder if they're just using that exhaust fan less often.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, any idea when the 500's going to be back up yet? Do you know when you're going to look at it?
I'm going to go up there tonight and power cycle the cellular modem. I don't know why it quit. See if that's the problem. I didn't have a chance to go look at it. I was trying everything I could to ping stuff up there. I just couldn't, so it's just... Yeah, everything that's connected to that network connection up there is just off.
Okay. You know there's another GMRS in-town repeater now, don't you?
I don't. I did not know that.
Yeah, Dan got his up over at HDR.
Interesting. I imagine it's not up too terribly high.
No, I can hear it, but I can get into it just to 6.5. So, yeah. Okay, Drake, well, I'm just curious because I still got to get this radio programmed. I got the one frequency in there for DMR, so. Okay, have a good one, and don't work too hard. NADMH, KCASU.
Yep, when I get a minute, I'll send off that code bug to you. NADMH Mobile.
KCATSU.
KDMH Mobile. K8RRD Mobile.
K8RRD and ADMH Mobile. I haven't heard you in a while.
Roger that. I've been busy. Been up in the UP getting some things done at the family cabin, and now I'm starting to hit the books a little bit. Got a couple new classes to be teaching this upcoming year, and so I've been scanning those a little here, a little there. But, I just try to get stuff done around the house. How about yourself?
Let's see. Work, working, and more work, and fitting sleep and social life somewhere in there. and then personal projects somewhere in there as well. So it's been interesting. So whereabouts are you at? I'm just curious because we made some adjustments to the 7-4.
It just passed the Occiok Falls east of Onaway on 68.
Oh, yeah, you're rock solid into it, and I imagine you're hearing it about the same. It's receiving and transmitting on the same antenna now. It's not split antennas anymore. And put it in perspective, I'm on M32. I used to barely be able to hear this thing, and now I'm hearing it full scale, and it's just cranking, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, it's coming in almost full scale here. I'm in a low spot. Yeah, I'm heading over to East Jordan. Got an uncle over there that requires my assistance. And going to investigate on doing some remodeling of a bathroom that has seen better days.
Well, good deal on that. It'll be a bit of a drive for you. I'm headed over to Alpena today. I'm actually just up on Tri-Township EMS building here. So, gives you an idea of where I'm at on here on M32. I was supposed to be in the shop today in Traverse all day, and we had a phone call, and radio service call kind of has priority over that, so got to go run out and figure out what they got going on, and depending on what it is, I don't know. I'm not going to say how long it'll take, but I have an idea, so. depending on how long it takes over here, it'll probably be go straight back to the shop or go straight home, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I plan on doing a little radio work tomorrow. I run two NFED long wires for my HF rig, and one of them I'm getting some terrible FWR on. I made the 9-to-1 balun, and I made it out of some heavy material, so I know that I didn't burn it out. Shoot, I'm only putting 50 watts through it anyway. But I'm wondering if I got a little corrosion or if some of my connections have come loose a little bit. So it started acting up when I was starting to get wind back in March, and then it got progressively worse through April. So I'm going to be doing a little tower climbing tomorrow and see what's going on.
Good deal. Yeah, I don't even have an HF antenna up right now, and I'd like to change that. I just haven't had the time. I had to take the 80-meter loop down. We had to chop a tree down in the backyard, and that tree was going to fall right into the antenna. So I was like, well, I don't really want to ruin the antenna, so I'll just take it down and eventually put it back up. So, yeah, it'll be a... I don't know when I'll have time to put it back up. So I've got so much stuff on the list now. Last weekend was off because I was up north, and... this weekend is going to be busy. I ordered new tires for the car, front tires, because I blew one out on the way up north on Friday. So I got to replace the two fronts now. And so I got to get that taken care of on Saturday. And then Sunday, we're doing family stuff. So, yeah. Very little time to do... radio projects related to HF anymore.
I had the ultimate goal of doing that back at the end of June, but I stumbled upon the early ripening blueberries up in the UP, about like 3 weeks early ripening blueberries, and then I got hooked into picking blueberries, and we rounded out the season with about 44 quarts of blueberries, wild blueberries. Oof.
Yeah, I'd say that's a few. Just rolling into Atlanta here now. But Yeah, I'd say that's a few. Well, good deal. I've never picked blueberries before. It's only been cherries. And we haven't really done that in a long time.
Spring was, I guess you'd call it the perfect storm for blueberries up in the UP. They were huge. They were getting rain one day, a couple days of sun, some more rain, a couple days of sun, so forth and so on. And, they were big. I've never, out of the 59 years of my existence, I have never seen wild blueberries that rampant before. And even had a surprising guest one day when I was picking. And it wasn't a bear. I heard a couple large swooshes and looked up above me, and I was close enough, or at least a bald eagle was close enough to me that I could actually hear its flapping wings over top of my head. It was a sight to behold.
Oh, wow, I bet that was quite the experience. You don't see that every day.
I have goosebumps just thinking about it again. It just, woof. It was really cool. But anyway, I heard you on the air. I figured I'd give you a call. It's been a while since I talked to you.
Hey, I appreciate it. It's good to chat with you again, and hopefully we'll hear you out here again. I'm going to keep on driving on and turn up the music here and whatnot. So enjoy your drive over to East Jordan. I'm going to enjoy my drive to Alpena and then back. So we'll say 73K8RRD and 8DMH mobile 132.
Yeah, I've got another good hour and 10 minutes to go. And within that time frame, I'll start thinking about getting back in the classroom up in Sheboygan. I've got it all put back together again. Now it's just a matter of me getting my mental frame of mind tuned back in. Pardon the pun. Anyway, NADMH, 70K8RRD.
W8KSC. W8KSC. W8DDD mobile passing.
YSS in the mobile monitoring. Anybody out there? This is John in 8 Mobile.
Hello, Drake. I'm just coming home from Petoskey. I'm on the expressway, though, south of, I'm just a few miles north of Wolverine.
Good deal. I am on, what am I on? M32. Just coming into Vienna.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Mr. John from NAD80.
Oh, Barry? Well, Drake, how are you doing today? Yeah, Vienna, they have a good, that bar there has good burgers.
I've never been there. But we're doing good. Was over at Vienna today. Had to work on a, it was originally a call for a radio making weird noises. Turns out it's, the repeater is dying, making a really awful howling noise, and somebody somewhere that is licensed to be there, but they're running digital and it's opening the squelch on their radios despite them having tone squelch turned on. So it's two things, and it's interesting.
I know, it always amazed me, some of these tales I've heard about with repeaters, where they figured out that when two radios keyed up, there was a second harmonic or a third harmonic that opened up the amateur radio repeater. And I wonder how in the world they ever figured it out.
Jump in here real quick. I don't remember, but I know the Cadillac repeater used to have, I can't remember what Bill said, it was like, the road commissioner or something, I think you said, they figured out it was the road commissioner or something in Traverse City, and something somewhere else is making wild noises on the 9A, but that seemed to went away. It was a long, long time ago, but weird noises, that's a good one. Anyway, we're westbound from Alpena to Gaylor, then home. Over.
Well, Barry, actually, that was what I was thinking about, because Bill told me about it. I think, I'm not certain, but I remember it was the road commission, and it might have been Dial-A-Ride, but it was something like that. So that always, I thought that was a good bit of detective work. Go ahead, Drake.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, it's always interesting. I mean, one thing that doesn't really help interference is not having a PL on your receiver, on your repeater. that usually invites all sorts of noises that are on that frequency right in, and rebroadcast them, and but that also will decrease your sensitivity anyway. But not having the tone will just allow you to hear what it is. But anyway, it's a time, basically, we're like, well, the repeater is on its way out. It's been there for 25-plus years, and it has not been treated nicely. It has the absolute snot beat out of it. It's probably transmitting for about 30 seconds to a minute at a time every 30 seconds. It's miracle it's still going. The power supply is starting to go. When those MTR-2000 repeaters start to make a weird howling noise, it's typically the filters and the power supply going bad, and then eventually it just dies all together, and then, that's that.
I think it's your turn, Barry.
I said the same thing to you. Yeah, well, things don't last forever, I guess. Well, I was up here today, and then, last night and today, now I have to take some shoes, the dress shoes of hers, back to Myers. And Gaylord, it's a little bit on my way, and then I got some people I got to see there, and then I got, I had to put my server out in the garage, it puts out too much heat, and it makes a little bit of racket when it's really working, so I ran some Ethernet wire out there, and I buried it, and all that good stuff, and go home and, do some more stuff of that stuff. Anyway, that's what I got here, all as well. I heard your voice, John. I'm like, well, what repeater's that? And then I looked down, and I don't know which one, and maybe you're coming through. I think you're on KOP. That's what I'm on. 55 on 32, and it says another 55 miles. All right, guys, take care. 7-3, we're going. MAD-AD out.
Barry, I'm on the 7-4, and I'm just south of Wolverine right at the moment.
Yeah, I can't even tell any difference. They're all connected. Seems to be working okay. All right, this is activity. MAD-AD out.
Well, have a good one. And over to you, Drake.
I go, I don't know, something. Anyway, I'm ready to go home. I am going home, but I'm ready to be home right now. I wish I was at home, but I've got an hour and a half. I just rolled across the Otsego County line, so I still got a bit of time.
Oh, yeah, I know. I used to just about live in the car. You got me curious, though, with your setup there with the different repeaters all hooked up. Now, is that a Raspberry Pi that you use?
Most of them are Raspberry Pi based, yes, but this weekend we were supposed to jump everything over to, for the 7-4 over to a computer, and long story short, we didn't have enough time to do that. So the next time I go up there, that transition will happen. I'd like to transition everything over to either small little desktop computers or one new rack mount servers, just to ensure reliability, get rid of the SD card in the equation, and have something that's actually designed for 7 operations. So, put the Traverse City 147.26 is based off of it. Actually used to live at Munson. It used to be the Munson phone SIP server. SIP phone server, whatever you want to call it. It's living again as the repeater controller. It's gone back to home.
Is that what's known as the resurrection?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I'm curious. Okay, so if someone was going to connect up a repeater to the system, it'd be better to use a desktop computer than a, say, Raspberry Pi.
Yes, they'll seem to be more reliable. You don't have to worry about SD cards dying and all that stuff.
Okay, I was wondering, because, it seems like every now and then a used computer or surplus computer shows up. Rather than go out and buy a Raspberry Pi or something like that, use the used computer and convert it over to something like that.
Yep. It can't be like a dinosaur, though. It's got to be, I would say at least 2008 or newer. Something that's at least got a dual-core CPU in it and, at least 2 gigabytes of RAM or something like that. The storage doesn't really matter. As long as the drive isn't dying, you're fine. So, I've found them to be a bit more reliable. I've run on Raspberry Pis, I've had to either reboot a fair amount or replace SD cards every once in a while. And I've got a machine at my house that runs on a computer, and I haven't had to touch it. It just kind of sits there and does its thing, and I've never had to worry about it.
Well, I'm just wondering, because, I've got a 440 machine I would like to put up in Grayling, but it's, it would be just local around Grayling. It might even just be at my house, because I've got a lack of good tower space. I don't know somebody that owns the local radio station or something like that that would be willing to let me put a repeater on their tower, so it wouldn't have a very large footprint. But I was just thinking of different options, and so, okay, at least dual core, I think that's most of what I've known, so it'd be like a Windows 8 or 7 or better.
I had to switch over to the 700. Yeah, Windows 7 or newer, and that should typically, usually it'll get the job done. Core 2 Duo or newer is all right. Anything Pentium 4, I would stay away from.
Okay. Yeah, like I say, it seems like I don't know, I might even have something already like that. It wouldn't be too hard to acquire, you know, but just getting some ideas in my head.
Getting an idea is always a good thing. Winging it, not super great. And I can tell you all about that.
Oh, yeah, I've tried some things, and some of them have been terrible failures, so I like to, you know, try to feel things out and get things working right.
Yep, do it the right way before you put it at a real location and all that, or figure out the right way to do it. So it's good that you've got, you know, people that know how to do it the right way.
Oh, yeah, you can always borrow brains, and I'm thankful for that, and I've learned quite a bit from various people over the years. Like one of you remember Chuck there in Traverse City. Did you ever talk with him much?
He passed away about a few weeks before I got licensed.
Okay, so you never met him, or did you ever get the chance to know him?
Nope, I never got to meet him.
A very, very, very knowledgeable individual. I learned quite a bit from listening to him.
Yep, so I've been told, and all that. I did, I had a radio before I got licensed, of course, and I did listen to him from time to time whenever he would be on the radio, the repeaters, so I know all of them, just haven't chatted with him.
And here and there, I pick up tidbits, usually to ask people what they're using for repeaters, and so I learn quite a bit from that, you know, and I, like I say, tidbits here and there.
How it goes. Oh, wonderful. I get to come out this way again tomorrow, all the way to, and then after that to Fairview, and then after that to home. A lot of driving.
Yeah, I think for most people that do some sort of thing outside sales or repair work in northern Michigan, that's a life story.
Never ends.
But job security.
Ah, there you go. Yep. So, anyway. But, yeah, that's the dealio. And then, if all goes well, Friday I go to Sheboygan. And then after that is, no, nothing. So go home after that. So, here you go. But, anyway. I imagine you're probably rolling into Gaylord. If you could, stay on the 7-4 as long as you can, because we made changes to it. We put it on a duplexer. It's not on split antennas anymore, so I'm trying to see how far you can hear it now, because you used to hear further than it talks, and now it should be pretty equal.
Yeah, I can do that. The only thing is, I'm going to take the 32 exit and do some shopping and then head home, but if you like, I can get back on it after I pull out of Gaylord and head home.
Okay, good deal. I just jumped back over to it. I'm on Old State Road right now, and it's still doing pretty good here.
Really? That is good if you're on Old State Road.
It's about half to three-quarter scale. Much better than it used to be. It used to be like almost nothing. So, but, yep. Wow, they really got to redo this road. This sucks. Every time I come through here on Old State Road, I'm reminded of how horrible it is.
Well, there is hope. By the way, I am, I've got a full scale here on my radio, and I am coming up here. Okay, it's Parmenter Road, north of Gaylord, but full scale here, and when I was saying about hope, 612 was awful rough, and I noticed up to 93 where you turn down to Harwick Pines, it is like glass, and it used to be really rough.
So what you're saying is hopefully this one's next on the list.
If not next, soon. But you know what they say, soon depend, how long soon is depends on which side of the bathroom door you're on.
Fair enough. Yep. So, that's good. This road needs to be redone. Speaking of which, the road's being redone, the parkway, it's looking like soon they're getting ready to shift everybody over to the other side. They're just about ready to start finish laying down all the pavement. It looks like they got the first layer done on a good majority of it, so they got to put the second layer down, and then they're going to jump everybody over to the other side and do the other side of it.
Well, I noticed that when I was in Gaylord this morning there on the south end of the business loop, you know, down there by Ace Hardware and that the one side looked pretty good, but it looked like they had they'd have to put another coat on there. But the one side, the east side, looked like nothing had been done yet, and they're getting ready to do some paving over there.
Whereabouts that? I don't go through Gaylord that much.
Oh, I do occasionally, but, you know, I live in Grayling, and if you wanted to go, you know, like to Walmart or Myers, you wind up going there. If you can go to Walmart, like in West Branch or Houghton Lake, but, you know, it's kind of a hub. Also, doctor's appointments.
Okay. Fair enough. So, anyway, how well are you hearing me? I'm just coming up on Salem Road.
Okay, and I just took the exit, and I'm coming up on 32, and I've got my first stop is over here about a block out Walgreens.
I was asking you how well I'm hearing me on the repeater.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now. You drop out every now and then, but it's not bad.
Okay, cool. I was just saying, I'm just about to cross over 75 here on just south of Oxygen.
Yep, I know right where you're at there by the gas company.
Yep, you got it. So, anyway, cool stuff. Alrighty. Well, John, I'm going to jump out of here for a little bit. When you get a chance, just clear your call, everyone, when you get further south, and I'll see if I can still hear you and see how the machine's doing that way.
Okay, I'm on 32 right now, and every now and then it bounces into 10 over, but that's where it's at. And we'll see how it goes. By the way, I got a quarter-inch whip with a mag mount, so it's not a real good antenna set. NADMH, NAYSS, 73.
That's not far off from what I've got on here, just a quarter-wave whip. So, all right, John, you have a good one. 73,
NADMH. NADAD back in the mobile.
Listening. AC0X listening.